Brandon, there is a bit of a manufacturing renaissance taking place across the country. We are seeing both nationally here in Tennessee and across a wide number of states growth in the manufacturing sector after many, many years of long-term decline and then devastating losses from the Great Recession. I do not expect all of the employment losses that transpired over the recession to be made up during this short-lived renaissance, but I do expect growth in manufacturing to continue for at least a couple of more years, and then we are unfortunately likely to revert to trend and see manufacturing job losses extend indefinitely into the future.
You mentioned an interesting term there, talking about projections, and that's one of the things that the Center for Business and Economic Research does in these quarterly reports is make a prediction or a projection about what future economic conditions may be like in the short term. And I was wondering, how often do you revisit those projections? How often do you check up on them to find out your accuracy rate?
We do a major forecast early in the year. That is referred to as an economic report to the governor. That's a short-term and long-term outlook for Tennessee, as well as a short-term outlook for the U.S. economy to help frame expectations for what might happen in Tennessee. That's our big forecast cycle. And then in the spring, late in the spring, usually before the legislature closes, we provide an update so that the legislature and the governor's office have an updated sense of what we think the economy might do. Then we do another forecast in the fall of the year as a budget is being implemented to give the state a little bit of time should they see a substantial change in the economy, in particular a weakening of the economy, they will be better poised to plan the budget accordingly to deal with an economic slowdown that would typically translate into a revenue slowdown and budget imbalances.
What is your accuracy rate for the projections? I mean, when you look at it a year or two down the road and you pull out an old economic report, how accurate typically are those projections?
The forecasts that I do, I think, are very reasonable and generally on target when the economy is going through fairly stable economic growth or fairly stable economic decline. I am not able to capture significant turning points in the economy, no better than any forecaster around the country could find turning points. So you can anticipate sharp slowdowns that translate into a recession like the Great Recession. You can oftentimes observe when you're going to move off the bottom of a very low level of activity like that at the worst of the recession. But other than that, it's very difficult to project. So I think the forecasts are reasonably accurate and a good guiding light when we have stable patterns of economic growth. But when you have a lot of volatility, no one can forecast the economy very well.
Next Tuesday, the governor will open his annual series of budget hearings in which he will hear from various directors of state departments and agencies about their budget requests for the upcoming fiscal year. And hear reports on the year just ended. Do you have any role, or does CBER have any role, even if it's an advisory role, in how those budget hearings progress?
We provide counsel through these forecasts and providing information on economic trends and so on. I've had the opportunity to interact with various members of Governor Haslam's senior staff about the economy and its direction. My colleague Bill Fox does revenue forecasting that informs those budget discussions. So we are playing a pretty significant role as a set of advisors to the governor and to the legislature as they plan on the budget.
What do you expect to hear in these budget hearings? We've been hearing some good things about Tennessee's economy. I know the governor's been optimistic. They just got back from a trip to New York in which they were arguing that Tennessee should keep its AAA bond credit ratings. So what do you expect to hear as these budget hearings get underway next week?
Well, I think we're going to see and hear some cautious views of what the future holds in store. The next two or three, maybe four quarters are likely to be modest quarters of economic growth. So I'm expecting Governor Haslam to be quite reserved about the outlook, to protect the budget that is already in play and not to overstate expectations for economic growth in the next fiscal year. I do expect the economy, and most observers expect the economy, to show acceleration through calendar year 2013, which means that fiscal year 2013-14 should be a pretty good year for state revenues. But there is a significant significantly higher risk or problem associated with overstating revenues, which then can lead to budget cuts, than understating revenues that might at year end produce an additional surplus that could be put in a state's rainy day fund. So I think the governor will exercise considerable caution in these budget discussions in this environment of continued uncertainty about policy and the direction of the economy.
Things seem to be going pretty well for the state of Tennessee, now a few years removed from what economists say was the end of the Great Recession, as some states are still struggling to sort of pick back up and rejuvenate their own economies. Tennessee's appears to be doing quite well. So when you look at the other 50 states, where does Tennessee rank there? How are we doing in comparison to other states?
Well, I think, Brandon, we're doing quite well. Now, having said that, what you observe for the nation as a whole is that states like California and Arizona and Nevada, Florida had devastating experiences with the recession when the housing market broke, and they've had ongoing deficits since then. You've had only a few states, Midwestern states, grain-producing states, that have done well. So Tennessee has done well in part because a number of states had disastrous experiences over the course of the recession. But our state budget is very well managed. We have a very low level of outstanding public debt. We were able to keep our budget whole over the course of the recession in part because we had a rainy day fund that we didn't even fully tap. So we've had very, very good and sound fiscal management, and that has put us in a very good position today to have a very healthy budget going forward for the next several fiscal years.
When Tennessee's bond rating was under evaluation last summer, and the three major credit rating agencies were talking about a possible downgrade, one of their concerns was Tennessee's ties to federal projects, federal employment, not just Oak Ridge, but a number of federal installations across the state. Tennessee seems to have a higher than average tie to the federal government, and so if something happens in Washington, it might affect Tennessee slightly greater. At least that was the theory. We were able to maintain those bond ratings at very good levels, but now we're approaching what many people are calling the fiscal cliff. There could be another showdown in Washington. If that happens, if there is sort of a worst-case scenario, Congress's inaction leads to automatic cuts in Washington. I know that one of the governor's advisors said that those cuts would be manageable according to his projections, and the state would be able to weather those cuts. What are you seeing?
Well, I think that that assessment is correct. Unless those cuts become long-term cuts that spill well into 2013, I think we could easily deal with a month or two or three of a cutback or curtailment of federal funds. But beyond that, I think we would start running into difficulty in meeting our commitments, federally funded initiatives that pass through our state budget in support of needs here in Tennessee, in support of individuals here in Tennessee. So I think in the near term it's manageable, but if the problem with the fiscal cliff is a real long-term problem in 2013, I think it could have very serious effects for Tennessee's budget, but also for every budget of every state in the United States.
Matt Murray is the Assistant Director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Tennessee, and he joined us here on All Things Considered. Dr. Murray, always good to talk to you.
Happy to be here, Brandon. Thank you.